Some people had to get up early on this Labor Day, and if you're one of them, we're glad you're letting us join you. And thanks for doing what you do. But of course, many people will return to work or school tomorrow, and our last word in business today comes from your alarm clock. Or an alarm clock that could be yours, one of several creative variations. For example, there's the exploding dynamite alarm clock. The clock is, of course, shaped like sticks of dynamite. If you're more like a bear who needs to be shaken from hibernation, there's the thunderclap alarm clock. At 110 decibels, it is as loud as a chainsaw. Leave it going too long and you risk permanent hearing loss. Really, you do. And it offers an attachment that will vibrate under your head to make sure you are really awake on time. Another option is Clocky, an alarm clock with wheels. That thump you just heard was Clocky rolling off a nightstand and then wiggling its way around a bedroom. You have to chase it. A related product called Talkie uses a gyroscope to roll away from you as you try to hit the snooze bar. If you'd like a more dignified wake-up, consider the Good Morning, Sir alarm clock, voiced by British actor Stephen Fry.
Excuse me, sir. I'm so sorry to disturb you, but it appears to be morning. Very inconvenient, I agree. I believe it is the rotation of the earth that is to blame, sir.
The butler offers 120 phrases to gently coax you out of bed in the morning. One final option, of course, is to simply use the clock radio. That's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.